Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is John Easter, and my voice has decided that it wants to be a little hoarse this morning. Don't know why. Hold on a second. Live radio, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. Welcome to School Talk. Our main line is 317-244-9234. You can't call in because we have our guest on the line here. We'll get to him in just a second. You may wonder where Emerson is. He is on his way this morning. Apparently, nice long line at the local coffee establishment because, you know, Emerson needs more coffee all the time. So he will be here in just a few minutes. But while we have a moment, we'll go ahead and check this thing over here on the wall. It's called... Yeah, that's what it is. It's the big board. Of course, we have our all-90s weekend going on. If you were listening a few minutes ago, though, you heard a preview of tonight's football game with Ben Davis in North Central. The computer decided that it wanted to play the pregame show at 6:15 a.m. instead of 6:15 p.m. So you got a little preview of tonight's Inside Ben Davis Football, but you can hear that show live every Tuesday here on Giant 90.9. Of course, there won't be a show this week because it's fall break. Yay! I'm going to push the button for fall break. Fall break starting Monday officially, but of course, you can always kick in the Saturday and Sunday before as part of fall break. And to kick it off, we're doing an all-90s weekend all the way up until 7 p.m. on Sunday. So tune in for your favorite hits from the 1990s. We put in over 100 new 90s hits. We were, pretty surprised that some of those songs weren't already in the system. But you know how things go. You switch computer systems, files get eaten, computers decide to play the pregame show at 6:15 a.m. instead of 6:15 p.m. And that's the way it goes sometimes. But we have over 100 new songs in rotation for this 90s weekend, so hopefully you'll stay tuned all weekend long here on Giant 90.9. And of course, as aforementioned, tonight the Ben Davis Giants travel to North Central to face the North Central Panthers. Should be a great game, trying to see if the Giants can finish in the top half of the MIC again. It would be 23 of 25 years that the MIC's been in existence that the Giants have been in the top half of the MIC. That's pretty impressive. 6:15 p.m. tonight, 7 p.m. for the kickoff, right here on Giant 90.9. Of course, you can follow us at WBDG Indy on all social media. Our podcasts are online at audioboom.com. You can also find them on Spotify and other places as well. You can search WBDG FM on Audio Boom. On TikTok, we're there too. We're at Giant 90.9 on TikTok. And I know the crew that does our TikTok, Christy and Luke, were looking for suggestions as to challenges that they could do. TikTok at Giant 90.9. Request line 317-244-9234, as I said. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is... All right, before I get to our guest, we're going to take a short break. I'm hearing a knock at the back door, so... we'll get that checked out, and we'll be right back. This is School Talk with Emerson on Giant 90.9.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something, serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We're back here on School Talk with Emerson. John Easter here this morning. Emerson is here now. We're getting set here for our guest, and we'll go ahead and bring him into the conversation. We'd like to welcome Senator J.D. Ford this morning. Senator, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Good to hear you. How is everything with you?
Things are good. Things are busy, but good.
Yeah, I can imagine. What's this last few months been like for you as a state senator with all the COVID concerns and everything?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And again, thanks for having me on, and go Giants tonight. It's been a lot of fun to be in this role, but it has also been a lot of work. We had our legislative session this year, which we called a short session, so we did not deal with the budget this year. And that started in January and ended approximately in the middle of March. And as soon as our legislative session ended, that's really when the COVID pandemic really started to kind of trickle in to the state of Indiana. And I, like many of you, hunkered down, kind of trying to figure out this virus, what works, what doesn't, washing my vegetables in my kitchen sink. Really what my office has been focused on is really trying to point Hoosiers who have been severely impacted by this virus. There's lots of folks that are still reaching out for resources in the community, for food bank information, unemployment insurance information. So that's really what I've been focused on. I've been doing my state house work as well. So I'm currently on the 21st Century Energy Task Force, the Medicaid Advisory Committee. And the committee that I'm having a lot of fun on is the Legislative Continuity Committee, which was created to figure out how are we going to operate when we come back to the state house in January. So, we have to figure that out, much like other Hoosier businesses. How are we going to put all 150 of us in a close proximity and still get the work done for the people of the state of Indiana? So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, boy, I can imagine that having all of the trying to get all the logistics of having a session is going to be different and difficult for you guys this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Part of our work, John, is that, we have to build good relationships, and I pride myself on that, being able to get amendments attached to some of my Republican colleagues' bills or just legislation across the finish line. And, I have to work with my Republican colleagues. I have to speak with them. And sometimes, as things are unfolding on the floor of the Senate, I may have to walk over to someone's desk and do a quick negotiation or get some intelligence or on the bill or something like that. And so it does require us to be in close proximity from each other. And so we are required to wear masks at the state house. So I will share with you that not all of my colleagues are abiding by that rule. So that makes me nervous. But we're figuring it out as we go. And we are, bringing in experts to help and guide us on this.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate to hear that not everyone is understanding the importance of wearing masks and things, and that's just me talking, but I think that's kind of the consensus. Joining us now, we have Emerson. Good morning, Emerson.
Good morning, Mr. Senator, Mr. JD, Senator Ford. How many names you go by?
Oh, I've got a few.
You can record. You can just say on radio. I'm talking about. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, man, this is a tough time. I mean, you came on board in 2018, Now, I knew you had an agenda, some things you wanted to tackle, but my question is, with the COVID-19, man, how's your agenda been swooped up?
Yeah, that's a great question, Emerson. You know, it's, you know, of course, we try to put something together, a package together, and sometimes, you know, the COVID threw a curveball at us.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of got flipped upside down. But I'm still focused on rebuilding from COVID. I mean, you know, as I was telling John, there's a lot of people out there right now that are still severely hurting from the impact of this virus. And so my main mission for the next legislative session is to do what I can to fight for people to get the resources that they need to make them whole again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's, like I said, you know, I had a woman call our office last week who didn't know how to pay for the medicine for their kids.
Yeah.
Another woman called and said she needed milk and diapers. I mean, these are real people with real needs out there. And so I'm very honored to be in this role to be able to kind of point them in the right direction and just kind of do my best.
Yeah, I haven't been out there in the field in a while since the last time I spent some time with Mayor Bart, you know, out there just watching how the committees and how the local politicians react to our public. I guess my question is, since I've been out of the loop a little teeny bit, are our local, I say, officials understanding that since politics is local and that is where the rubber really meets the road, are they really taking into consideration the issues that you're dealing with, reference the normal stuff, the little bitty stuff that causes big headaches, trash, medicine, bills, utilities, can't being paid due to circumstances?
Yeah, you know, I can't speak for, you know, my other friends, but, you know, what I can share with you is that, you know, I've been monitoring my emails and phone calls to the office and doing my best to, you know, get back with folks and point them in the right direction. You know, I feel like that's my primary duty is to correspond with the people that sent me to the State House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even if people that disagree with me, you know, my main mission is to serve all the people of the district, you know, mm-hmm. even if we disagree politically. And there have been, you know, people of the opposite party that have reached out for help. And it's really satisfying to know that, you know, we can play a small role in getting whatever help that they need.
Yeah, we need that. We really need to work. And I'll just say this is me talking, working across the line by partnership because, you know, we're all in this together. I know in your district, District 29, I know, the people that put you there wanted you to go out and work with everybody that you could and can and reach out to make a better place for citizens here in Indiana. I know I'm right about that.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right about that because and this is what I like to share with people is that even though right now we're in the smack middle of a presidential election, and as fun as presidential politics is to watch,
I like getting my teeth pulled too.
What's that?
I like getting my teeth pulled too.
Yes. But the state legislature is where I encourage people to continue this enthusiasm that they have right now because of the fact that we make the rules and laws that directly impact, you know, you and your family.
Right.
You know, when I go and speak to third graders or fourth graders, I always ask them, okay, who put their seatbelt on before coming to school this morning? And they raise their hands and say, you know, that's what we do. You know, even something as trivial as wearing a seatbelt, you know, is something that your state legislators work on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, also, Indiana mask mandate. Like a doggy. But everybody wearing a mask down there?
Yeah, you know, so the governor just extended the mask mandate until the month of November. You know, I am a firm believer in wearing the mask. You know, I'm not wearing a mask to protect me. I'm wearing a mask to protect the people that I come into contact with. And I think it's an important distinction to make is that this virus, you may be asymptomatic, which means you may be walking around with no cough or no fever, and you may feel fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come into close contact with someone who is a member of one of the the list of characteristics that could potentially get someone sick, like someone who is 65 years and older, people who are immunocompromised. You know, this is why we wear a mask, because if I, you know, talk with someone and I'm sharing my respiratory droplets with someone and I'm not wearing a mask, you know, and I'm not saying that the mask is 100%, you know, effective, but right. What I am saying is that, you know, maybe 98% of those droplets are being caught by the mask. And right. If that 98% could protect someone else, that's why we wear our mask.
Yeah. And I was just on Twitter the other day, and I saw a post by Wendy, and my heart goes out to Wendy
Skaminski, our college and career.
My thoughts and prayers to the family.
And then I immediately joined, you know, I wanted to let her know that I feel her pain, and I'm in that same category. Like I was telling John, my uncle out there in Seattle, he passed from the virus. Three of my friends did. And my daughter, who lives in Terre Haute, she had it. And my sister in Edmondville, she caught it. And thank God both of them recovered. This virus is real.
Yes.
And anyone that comes up to me, I'll be civil, but anyone that comes up to me with anything opposite, we got a conversation. Because it's definitely R-E-A-L. I'm in school. I can spell.
And just to explain what Emerson's talking about there, our college and career coordinator here in Wayne Township, College and Career Office Coordinator Wendy Skabinski. She's been on the show before. She lost her father to COVID-19. So that's what Emerson is referring to. And, you know, it's just difficult. I know I've had friends that have lost loved ones. Thankfully, knocking on wood here, my family has been relatively unscathed by this, and that mean that it can't change tomorrow, because we're seeing now a third peak here in Indiana, as you know, Senator. But the scary thing is, you know, I've had friends who've lost. I had a friend who actually you may know the Pruitt family, JD. Jim Pruitt is someone who ran for office and ran for Congress, I believe.
That's right.
And he lost his battle back in April with COVID-19, and also the athletic director at North Central, Paul Logan, passed away from COVID-19. It's definitely something that is affecting all of us in different ways. So wear those masks.
And I think it's just important for us to just take a minute and just think about all of the Hoosiers that we have lost, you know, in our state, and all the families that are, you know, impacted by that. Yeah. And, you know, those are loved ones that, you know, will be missing this Thanksgiving and this holiday season. And, you know, and the very least, but the most patriotic thing we can do is wear that mask.
Yeah.
I heard Brian Williams quote this stat last night. 1 in 1,500 Americans have died due to COVID-19.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Speaking of things going by the way, and one thing I wish the COVID-19 thing would be going by the way, but yesterday, the last day for the census count?
That's right. Yeah.
Dang.
You know, I really wish that, you know, we could continue on with the census. You know, it was actually, you know, lots of back and forth with the Trump administration. And even though I'm a state senator, I have been following this federal issue very closely, simply for the fact that if we don't get people properly counted in our community, that is federal resources and federal dollars that we're missing out on. And just to give you a statistic about that, for every person not counted in the census this year, we are losing as a community approximately $30,000, federal dollars in resources that could potentially be brought into our community. And so, you know, if you think about it, we're kind of on the tail end of the 2010 census, you know, and so that's why it's so important to get people counted, is because is our community right now, do we have all the resources that we need?
No.
I would probably say no.
Heck no. I said that.
And that's because maybe perhaps we didn't take the census as serious in 2010, but we are now seeing, particularly with our COVID situation, why it's so important to be counted so that we do have the money and the resources to, you know, kind of dig out from this crisis.
Yeah.
So I've been watching that very closely. Unfortunately, the census ended yesterday. But the other reason why this is so important is because now that the census is over, the federal government will now process all the information that they received, and they will send that to President Trump. And once he signs off on it, and I'm kind of paraphrasing the steps here, but once he signs off on it, then it goes back to the states to essentially draw the maps. And, you know, I think, you know, we hear the word gerrymandering or we hear the word redistricting. That's coming up next year in the 2021 legislative session. And, you know, there's people out there that believe that legislators draw their own district maps to benefit them. And I would tend to agree with that. I've been pushing for an independent redistricting commission or allowing, you know, someone to kind of referee our maps to keep us in check.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, all those measures were defeated along party lines. But we cannot have, you know, legislators drawing the maps in their favor. We need competitive districts to really bolster our democratic process.
Yeah. I mean, I just had to do a little, you know, I know a little teeny bit. I'm like everybody out there, you know, a little teeny bit about this, a little about that. But you look at the facts and look at the five facts. Every 10 years, the census gathers information on the population, and that determines how many representatives we get in Congress and how tax dollars, like you said, how tax dollars will be distributed. I mean, that's deep information and deep problem if you don't have enough representative in college or the right representative in college and not enough money to do what you got to do.
Yep.
I mean, based on the data that is collected. And that is crazy. That is crazy. I mean, then hopefully everybody put their information, send it in. I know we needed more time, but we didn't get it. Oh, man. Man, it's something. It's something.
Yeah, I mean, and don't forget, like, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We're in the middle of COVID. I think, you know, one of the last things people are doing is, you know, got the census on their mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just need a little extra time to, you know, let people know that there is a census this year and to make them aware of why it's important. But unfortunately, the Trump administration has pushed really hard to end it quickly.
Right. That is something else. So hopefully everybody got their information sent in. You know, hopefully they sent it in properly, because that is something else. So Don Ash, now you on a number of committees.
Yeah.
Are you still? I mean, I think I can count this far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 7 committees: Commerce and Technology Committee, the Family and Children's Services Committee, Elections Committee, interesting, Pensions and Labor Committee, Insurance and Financial Institutions Committee, Tax and Fiscal Policy Committee, Utilities Committee. Any more?
No, I think you got them. You know, Emerson, I am one of 10 Democratic members in our state Senate. So there's 10 of us and 40 Republicans. And, you know, going back to that redistricting, that conversation that we just had a few minutes ago, you know, I think you can see the balance of power. You know, as it stands right now, looking at the state Senate, it's about 80-20.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, our state really, I would say, is like, you know, 55-45 in terms of, you know, the balance of Republicans and Democrats, maybe even closer to that. So you could totally see how, you know, my friends on the other side, and we as the Democrats have been guilty of this too when we were in power, but, you know, they typically put the maps to their own favor. And so, you know, we're working really hard as the Senate Democratic Caucus to get more members in these state legislative races this year, which would be amazing for us. But so 1 of 10 members means I have a heavy workload. We don't have 40 other members to divvy out the work of the committees. And so, you know, but you know what? I'm so proud to be on those committees because I get my hands in each of these different buckets that are so important to our state.
Right. just for information, we're live on Giant 90.9. We're talking to J.D. Ford, Senator J.D. Ford of District 29, Indiana. I want a quick. I got folks on the highway. Just a quick shout out to my my two daughters going down to Gatlinburg, Mr. Easter.
Oh, nice. I love that area.
They're on the highway.
Beautiful down there.
They're on the highway going down. So I wish them to be safe going down there.
Probably be a lot of people heading that way since fall break is happening.
Yeah. But, and that's weird. We're still doing fall break.
I know.
Still cool. Y'all be careful out there. I gotta go. School.
He's talking. Really. He's talking on Facebook Live, I believe. There.
Yeah. Schools. Yeah. I got two people out there. I gotta leave. Guess I'll leave it on. Anyway. So. JD. Yeah. So I guess still, life still goes on. I mean, in spite of COVID-19, how's it? I know it affected you downtown. How's it affected your world? I know the message, you know, trying to do what you got to do is, because we're wearing masks up in here. We got a big old shield in front of us. Does it look like a big hospital downtown or something? We got partitions everywhere.
Yeah, you know, in the state senate, you know, we are, you know, again, required to wear masks, which I do. You know, there is a big plastic shield on the podiums for the Republicans and for the Democrats. There's two podiums where we do our debate, so there's a big shield up in front of that. There's shields in front of our receptionist. So we are doing and kind of figuring and surviving. When something doesn't work, we put our heads together and we figure out how to make it work.
Uh-huh.
And I think most Hoosiers are doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, I watched the city county council meeting the other night and looks like they're all in penalty boxes for hockey.
That's right. That.
They have shields around each counselor and shields around the podium. It reminds me of watching a hockey game on TV or something.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
That's crazy. Going back to one of your committees that you're on, the Family and Children's Service Committee, and that's I bring it in because, you know, my audience are my young people and their parents and the teachers. So tell me a little bit about this committee and what are some of the things that you guys would be tackling?
Yeah, that's a great question. I actually serve as the ranking minority member on this committee, and what that means is that I am the top Democrat on this committee, and I work directly with the chairman to provide, you know, our side of where we think we would like things to go. You know, we have a little bit of oversight over the Department of Children's Services. Talk about different things that come before our committee that deal with the family or deal with children. So this is a committee that I really like, I just feel like the work that I do in this committee is very important. I mean, the work that I do in all of my committees is very important, but this is the one that I truly like because of my background of working with students in education. So I really enjoy the work on this committee.
And then you talk about your background, and I won't hold this against you because my kids went to IU, but
but I know where you're going with that.
But anyway, but you earned your bachelor's degree in political science and criminal justice from University of Akron, and a master's degree in education from Purdue University. Now,
that's right.
And I might have asked you this before, but since you got young people out there that are thinking about going into careers and getting into certain different things. Now, when you was in college, or was you in high school, were you thinking about going into politics?
You know, it was always on my mind. You know, my family, my grandparents were elected officials, and so I remember as a little boy being out in the community with them, and people would come up to them and just say thank you mm-hmm. for working on whatever issue that was affecting their family. And I just remember thinking to myself that my grandparents have such a cool job. They get to, you know, help people. So my grandpa was a city councilman and my grandma was the city auditor. It's always been on my mind. And then I was in high school and, you know, I served as our junior and senior class president. So I've always kind of fell into those leadership roles. But it really wasn't until my junior year in college where I did an internship with the Ohio State Senate with an Ohio State Senator and just really fell in love with state politics. Because, you know, a U.S. congressman is wonderful, but they're just a little bit more removed simply because of the amount of people that they have to serve in the Congress. Whereas, you know, a state legislator has certainly a lot of people. I mean, I'm responsible, quote unquote, for about 160,000 people. So I get to interact on a more personal basis than I would a U.S. congressman. So that's one of the reasons why I love state politics so much.
And as back, going back to our young people again, and I don't know how much time I got because I said I'm old. But anyway, so for our kids, for our students, why is it important to stay in? Like right now, school, I mean, it's a little different because you're hybrid. You're on the computer some, you're in the classroom some. Even though we're going through all this, it's still so important to stay on your A game. On your A game so you can get through this and get down the road to get the things that you want in life. So give some shout out to some young people to encourage them to stay on their A game, even though we're dealing with hybrid systems in school sometime, online sometime. Especially when you're online and no one's standing over you like a teacher, you got to be self. You got to have your self discipline.
Yeah, you know, in my work as a state legislator, I often get asked to speak to different groups. So I actually just spoke to a high school Democratic club last week, and it's always fun to engage with them. And one of the reasons why I do this, Emerson, is that when I was a candidate to the state Senate, I would call up 18 to 25-year-olds, and they would just say something like, I'm not voting. It doesn't matter. My vote doesn't count. And, you know, as a candidate, that was a dagger to the heart, you know, because I am working hard to get as many votes as I possibly can. And so I would spend some time talking with them that, you know, why do you feel this way? And do you know that sometimes local races or state races come down to just a handful of votes? And of course your vote matters. You know, so I love talking to young folks because I vowed when I became a senator that if any young folks wanted to talk to me, I would do that because perhaps maybe our interaction might be the spark that they need to be civically engaged. You know, right now we are not doing well in terms of voting, you know, and that's just not young folks. That's just in general. And so that's one of the other task force I'm on is a civics task force to look at the civic education of our state. We're actually going to be releasing our report in November. But I'm so proud of our young folks. I mean, I call them our TikTokers, right? they are inquisitive. They're critically thinking. They're asking good questions. And so I just believe that, you know, a lot of politicians will say something along the lines of, you know, they are our future. And I would just say, no, they are today. They are right now.
Right.
We desperately need them involved in this political process. So with that, having said that, you know, anybody who wants to serve as a poll worker, you know, please contact your county clerk's office. I believe that 16 and 17-year-olds can do that. And then if you are 18, unfortunately, the deadline to register to vote has passed. But if you are registered to vote, please go and vote. Please go and vote. Please make your plan today. We are seeing lines wrapped around the city county building, which is amazing to see. But you may be standing in the long line, so make a plan to vote and allow some time to do that.
And with Senator J.D. Ford, I couldn't have closed it no better than that.
Yeah, and as a reminder, if you go to school in Wayne Township, if you're a teacher in Wayne, if you're an administrator in Wayne, or if you're a student in Wayne Township who is eligible to vote, November 3rd is no school. So make sure you get out and vote on November 3rd or before. I know Krannert is kicking in to gear here on the west side very soon as an early voting site as well. So there will be more than just the downtown city-county building, which is kind of a bummer. There's only one spot. But, hey, that's the way it goes. I know before in previous years they've had more than one spot earlier in the election rather than just a couple weeks out, but I believe Krannert kicks in soon, maybe the 22nd? I think, or the 29th. I'm not sure exactly the date, but you can go on the Marion County Election Board's website, and they've got everything in one handy-dandy spot. I also think it's also pinned at the top of the Ben Davis Twitter account as well. So you can check those out for early voting or voting in person on Election Day.
If you don't vote, you can't complain. Well, you can, but you shouldn't. Well, Ms. Sandra Ford, we appreciate you because it's folks like you that are out there doing the do, you know, doing the good work, you know, and you know, I encourage folks to go out there, get in good trouble, and go out there and vote, you know. And I encourage folks to stay in school and get your education so you can grow up to be somebody, because life is just too doggone short to waste it. And Senator Ford, keep on doing what you're doing and keep talking to those young people, because if they hear it from us older folks and folks younger than me that, yes, you can have this, you can do this, if you put your nose to the grind and work hard, then hopefully they'll keep going forward and won't fall through the cracks. And we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. And anytime you got something going on, you want to bum rush our show, you know, you got an open invitation to bum rush the show. Say, I got something to talk about.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time this morning. And as always, if I can be helpful to anybody, just please don't hesitate to contact my office.
Woo, woo, woo. He's not a hard man to find, y'all. Down the street. Right. At the state. At the big house. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, JD.
Woo, woo, woo. Bye-bye. Muggy the mug.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I have the right dates here for early voting.
That's radio, y'all.
Yeah. actually, you can vote at the City County Building. It looks like weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Right now. And then starting the 26th, it'll be 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., so they give you an extra hour, October 26th through the 30th. On November 2nd, it'll be 8 a.m. to noon, so that's the day before Election Day. The weekend hours are October, let's see, it's kind of hard to read this because they put a dark color of print on a dark background and the old eyes are starting to go here, but it looks like right now this weekend you can vote from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the City County Building. Weekdays looks like 10 a.m. to, or I already said weekdays, other weekends 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. it looks like. And then starting on the 24th, you can vote at Krannert, which is here on the west side, or the Perry Township Government Center, the Warren Township Government Center, the Lawrence Township Administration Building, and St. Luke's United Methodist Church. Those are all early voting sites around the city. You can go to any site, too. That's the thing. But weekends would be October 24th and 25th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Also on Halloween and November 1st, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on weekdays, it'll be open 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go early vote at either the vote centers starting on October 24th, or you can vote right now downtown. If you want to go downtown to the City County Building, you can vote at the clerk's office, the Marion County Clerk's office. But you enter on the Delaware Street side, and you don't have to go through security and take your shoes and your belt and your jacket and your, you know, whatever.
speaking about county clerks, Marion County, we've been awesomely blessed the last few years.
Yeah,
I mean Myra Eldridge, you know, currently, and then prior to her, she's gonna shoot
Beth
me.
Beth White. Yep.
I mean, and like one thing, I take my hat off to both those young ladies. You know, they really, you know, bend over backwards to make sure we have, you know, all the voting spots that we can get, locations, et cetera, and have the information. That is,
I've always joked with the Marion County Clerk that when they sat down and decided all the duties for county government, that the Marion County Clerk must not have been in the office because they got everything. You know, they were like, oh, the auditors, I'll take that. The recorders, I'll take that. Surveyor, I'll take that. Marion County Clerk isn't there. They'll be like, ah, we'll give them marriage licenses. We'll give them voting. Yeah. We'll give them what are all the other myriad of things that the Marion County Clerk does.
Right, and they do a good job down there. So yeah. We appreciate that. Yeah,
those are two big ones right there. Married, you want to get married, you got to go to the clerk's office, and if you wanted to vote,
exactly.
Yeah, the clerk's office. It's a busy place.
It's a busy place.
First floor.
First floor. All right, folks, we did it again. Next week we got,
Actually, we're off next week.
And because of the fall break. This is weird. You still got school going on. It's just that it's just weird, different. But you still got all the things associated with school.
Yeah.
Breaks, recesses.
Teachers are still here five days a week.
5 days a week.
And also the elementary schools have been in 5 days a week.
So. It's crazy. It's still. So, folks, just, you know, rub your eyes and say, okay, pinch yourself a couple of times. It just looks a little bit different, but it's going. It's going. So keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. Then after that, we're back with
Miss Squire.
Hey, Squire.
October 30th.
Day after my birthday, and I ain't tell you how old I am yet. But I'll be old. Yeah, I'll be old.
You'll be 18 again.
What's that? What? No.
When you get to a certain point, do the numbers start going down again?
You start forgetting?
Yeah.
You start saying 55 when it's 65. You go in denial.
Well, I remember the one day we were over at your house preparing to cover Hillary Clinton, and you didn't know your shoe size. You had to ask your wife.
That's right. Right now, I really don't know.
That was like 12 years ago.
Yeah, I'm in trouble now, man. If it's not written down or on a piece of paper somewhere, and I'm going to lose that piece of paper, I'm in trouble. So thank God for electronics. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have much to give. My teachers be invested in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And so remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. You got a lot of time out there to hang with the wrong crew. Do not hang with the wrong gang of people that get you in trouble. That's not good. Don't get in trouble.
And during this fall break, remember... wear your mask.
Yeah, wear your mask. You know, wear a mask is more important than wearing, keep your pants
up. It's not normal right now. We are not normal, so make sure you
stay out of group. If you want to sag versus, I'll take the mask over sagging. I'll give you a break. I'll give you a break on a sagging if you're wearing the mask. Because the mask will save your life.
Right.
The sagging might save you a butt whooping, but did I say that? I sure did. That's corporal punishment, y'all. Is that against the law?
I'm going to have to start the bed again, Emerson.
Anyway, it's okay to be a copycat, just copyright cat. Don't get hung in the wrong crowd. The views expressed in school talk, that's the views of MSD and Wayne Tyson, especially the views of Mr. Easter or the views of me and my guest. Until next week, if you let me come back, I'll see you on school talk. Bobby, over next week. Every week I do it. I need some more coffee.
October 30th, we'll
October 30th. Ooh, that counts scary. Boo.